listener production.
Hello, Brianna Redhead with your local briefing. A record investment to boost drought resilience for farmers and regional communities. Next week's federal budget will include $500 million for a raft of practical measures, thanks to a reconstruct of the Future Drought Fund. Agriculture Minister Murray Watt says preparation is key.
Every day that a farmer wakes up is a day that's closer to drought. And unfortunately, we're already seeing drought happen in Western Australia, Tasmania and other parts of the country. And that's why it's important that we get cracking with this investment.
The samples of a humpback whale which beached itself near Denmark are set to be tested. The carcass removed from Ocean Beach over the weekend after it died on Friday due to compromised health. Queensland researchers are trialling new tests in a bid to improve fertility outcomes for cattle. UQ Associate Professor Louis Prada e Silva says this includes a new tail hair test to identify cows with better reproductive efficiency.
We hope to have a cost-benefit analysis done so we can demonstrate to the producers the benefit of investing in better nutrition of pregnant cows, and they can use that to decide if it's worthwhile doing their farm, what's the best way to do that.
He adds the Calves Alive project is in its second year of data collection, with the project to be complete in 2026, surveying a total of over 12,000 cows. Albany's Emu Beach is closed off to the public this week. From today, there'll be lots of heavy machinery in the area as nourishment works take place between the beach and Griffith Street. It's expected to finish up by Friday. In sport, a tough weekend for the Southwest Slammers in the NBL 1 West. The team going down to the Coburn Cougars on Friday night, 93-81. They also suffered a loss at the hands of the Perry Lake Hawks, 92-80. Want more local news? Get free breaking news about our community. Download the Listener app, search for your area and subscribe now.